It's Thursday, July 11th, and you're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice. For, well, more than three decades now, cycling enthusiasts of all abilities have descended on downtown Boise for the annual Twilight Criterium. Young, old, pro, and amateur, bikers and spectators flock to 3 days of events. And things get underway tomorrow. This year's events include everything from biking with gold medalist Kristen Armstrong to eating a couple thousand pounds of French fries. Joining us in studio is Lynn Hightower, executive director of the Downtown Boise Association, and Nicola Kramer of Team Show Air 2020. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Welcome.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks.
Lynn, anyone who moves here, I tell them that what they have to do in their first summer in Boise is circle the weekend of the Twilight Criterium. This is unlike any event downtown, and it is Boise at its best in the summer.
You know what, George, thank you for saying that. And I absolutely agree, and downtown Boise has been host to the Twilight Criterium for 33 years
wow.
now. And anyone who's lived here for a week or for 30 years knows that Boise has a very vibrant and really valuable cycling culture. And I think after 33 years, the Twilight Criterium as an event, as a sporting event, and as an event that brings the community together, I think the Twilight Criterium can take some well-deserved credit for building this really valuable, fun, healthy, outdoor lifestyle kind of culture that we enjoy in Boise.
And it has survived different economic upturns and downturns and different sponsors, et cetera, but it has certainly grown.
You know, it is growing whether we want it to or not. And it's actually a good thing because it is now, of course, it started off 33 years ago. Actually, in 1986, it started with the U.S. National Cycling Championships. Real old-timers, there's a few of us out there, will remember that in 1986. And it was so well-attended. And the Boise crowds, the community, just embraced that event that Mike Cooley, who a lot of folks know from Georgia's Cycles, he said, we've got to do this. So we've got to bring something like this to Boise every year. So the Twilight Criterium was born the next year, and it started off as a 1 day event. Now it's 3 days of cycling with some of the world's best pros. Cycling brings the fans. I mean, you can stand on a corner and you are going to be inches away from these world class athletes in this grueling sport that's exciting as all get out.
Yep.
And then there's hand cyclists. There's challenged athletes. There's the kids ride. So we have racers of all, as you said in your intro, all abilities, all ages, families, fans. Some of the fans, they don't follow cycling all year, but they know that this is a great event. And when they're out there, by golly, they pick a rider and they cheer. You're right. It's the spirit of Boise. The Twilight Criterium is what we want Boise to be about.
Do you have a sense of how many spectators it draws?
Yeah, we guess about 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a major economic engine.
You know, and thanks for bringing that up. It is, we've got almost 60 hotel rooms with just some, and that's just some of the teams that are coming into town. And then there's, the Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau and Visit Idaho also help us support the visitors. But it brings a lot of folks into the city of Boise from literally internationally. The Kristen Armstrong Crono is also happening tomorrow. There are racers coming from Europe and South America for that into the Boise area. But as you said, you tell folks to make sure they keep this on their calendar. Last year, we had a family who held their wedding on Sunday because one of their local racers is an amateur racer. He was racing in the Twilight on Saturday, and then they got married on Sunday, and they brought their whole family in.
Wow.
And that's one of hundreds of stories where people come to Boise for this event. And they're coming from Twin Falls, and they're coming from Ontario. And so the economic, it is absolutely an economic boost to downtown. But more, just as importantly, I would say, it brings community together over something that is healthy and positive, like cycling.
Excellent. Nicola Walker of Show Air 2020, yes?
Nicola Cranmer.
And is that Kramer? I'm sorry. That's a team, right?
Yes, I founded the team 15 years ago and moved to Boise, Idaho about 5 years ago. So our team is based here now, and it's a team of international athletes, a lot of Olympic development athletes.
Men and women?
Just women.
Just women.
And we have a couple of our athletes that are coached by Kristen Armstrong. She used to race on my team for a couple of Olympic cycles, actually. And they're here to race tomorrow at the Crono Kristen Armstrong, which is actually down in Glens Ferry. And we've got athletes that are coming from Italy, Uzbekistan, Mexico, Canada, Romania, and a lot of U.S. riders that will be competing tomorrow.
And to be clear, the Crono was the event that Kristen Armstrong medaled in, yes?
Yes, exactly. That's a time trial. It's a race against the clock. We call it the race of truth because it's no strategy involved, really. It's about how much power you can produce over a certain distance.
Can I ask about climate? We're going to be coming close to triple digits.
Yeah, you know, everybody that comes to Boise in July figures it's going to be hot. So, you know, there's precautions that you can take. You can use ice vests and, of course, lots of hydration days leading up to the event. They will be racing the time trial early in the morning. However, the Boise Twilight is in the evening, and it's always hot. So,
but is there any advantage in racing in
hot weather?
No.
Oh, no. I mean, you have to do
some. You just better be incredibly fit.
Yeah, and you can acclimatize. I mean, you can literally, like, take saunas and hot baths leading up to the event just to get your body ready for the kind of heat that hammers down in Idaho in the summertime.
And you've competed, yes?
Yes, and mostly mountain bikes, but, yeah, some track and some road.
What is the journey for a professional cyclist? I'm guessing these are elite athletes.
Yeah, I mean, we've become a top development program in the U.S., and we've nurtured a lot of athletes from the junior program right through to high performance. Mm-hmm. And we do focus on Olympic medals. The team used to be called 2012, now it's then 2016, now it's 2020. And then after the Tokyo Olympics next year will be 2024, which is a mouthful, but then we'll focus on the next Olympics.
Are the Olympics then the tentpole of the cycling?
For women, it's the pinnacle of the sport. Yeah. For men, you've got the grand tours like the Tour de France that's happening now. But for women, the Olympics is very important. And this year, we're working with the Challenged Athletes Foundation, which has a new chapter here in Idaho, which began in May. And so we're working with them, and they'll have some hand cycle races this week. And we have a couple of para athletes on our team, and we were the first UCI American-based team to include para athletes. And, you know, this is an athlete with physical challenges, but they also compete at the Olympics as well.
Very cool. She is Nicola Kramer of Team Show Air 2020 and Lynn Hightower, Executive Director of the Downtown Boise Association. So we have tomorrow's event down at Glens Ferry. Lynn, take us to Saturday. We've got this big event near Jump.
Yeah, yes? You bet. In fact, again, we were saying that the Twilight just keeps growing. So it truly is Boise's, I would say Idaho's, best weekend of cycling. So tomorrow is the Kristen Armstrong Crono down in Glens Ferry. Mm-hmm. And that community, if anybody's listening in Glens Ferry or to all the people listening in Glens Ferry, hats off, because they are just pulling out the red carpet for the racers. That's what I've heard from folks coming into town. And the racers are so happy to be in that area.
Tell us about the French fries.
Right. So, they'll race, and then we'll go eat French fries. French fries at Jump. And that is in partnership with Jump and Simplot. It also happens to be National Free French Fry Day.
Okay.
So we're bringing dozens of the racers in. You can come eat French fries. They've got free slider burgers there as well, and get some autographs from the racers. And the kids especially love to get autographs from the racers. And then they'll do the awards at Jump. While you're munching on your free French fries, you can applaud for the racers at the Kristen Armstrong Crono tomorrow. If you've got a child between 3 and 10, come race with Kristen Armstrong. That's the Twilight Kids Ride Saturday morning. You can register on site. Saturday morning starts at noon. Mm-hmm. And then the kids ride start about 12:30 and go to 1:30. And
the
then
masters
the
races?
The amateur races start at 1:30, and we have masters races, which is 40 plus. Mm-hmm. Top men's amateur teams as well will race right up into the pro races. Boise Green Bike has a very fun, they call it a celebrity race, this year racing for local nonprofits, which is great. And, you know, there's not many sports where top amateurs can race against world-class professionals. And that's one thing that the Twilight allows. And a couple of the amateurs racing this year, one gentleman, Robert Haney, has raced in all 33 years of the Twilight Criterium. He's racing on teams, Bob's Bicycles, and he's out there again. I just talked with him a little bit ago. He's like, I asked my wife, do I have to do this again? I'm like, Bob, I'm so glad that you're back doing that, because he just keeps the spirit alive. And there are some great local racers also racing head-to-head with these world-class national, international athletes. And so it's going to be a ton of excitement Saturday during the Twilight. All of this is at downtownboise.org if you need the schedule. And then Sunday, something new, it is the Hincapie Grand Fondo. And that is, a Grand Fondo is a multi-stage race. Again, amateurs can race right alongside some well-known professionals. And I think Rich Hincapie is a well-known name and from years and years in cycling. But that's also bringing more people to Boise. You asked about the economic impact. So these Grand Fondos are things that some folks do on their vacation. It's exciting. It's great. It's a great atmosphere. So a lot of the Grand Fondo riders will be in the audience on Saturday and then racing their ride on Sunday. So from Friday through Sunday, it is Idaho's best cycling weekend.
And Nicola, people just keep coming back year after year.
Yes, they do. You know, we race all over the world, and coming to Idaho, and especially for the Boise Twilight Criterium, the crowds are incredible, and it is definitely a highlight on the calendar. And I'm not just saying that because I live here now, but the team looks forward to coming here. They love going out and training on the roads, and the atmosphere is phenomenal, and it is definitely one of the top-notch races in the U.S.
And now that we're all amateur photographers with our phones, I mean, the images that we put in our electronic photo albums are forever, and some of the best. It's a wonderful weekend. Yep. Have a lovely time over the next, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again, some of those images are iconic Boise now. You see them on Boise promotions, and they're from the Twilight Criterium. And what Nicola said with the racers looking forward to it, we hear that every year from the winners, is that the energy from the crowd, and of course the crowd's having a great time, but the energy from the crowd really keeps those racers going, and they feel it more than in other cities. They feel it so much in Boise. And so we're proud to have a course that the racers feel is challenging and a great course. We're really proud that Boise can bring out the fans and the crowds that the racers appreciate. And at the end of the day, if that helps promote cycling as a healthy lifetime sport and kind of keeps that whole Boise cool vibe going, you know, it's the kind of thing that we like in our city. It's a reason we live here, is because of the Twilight Criterium.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely 3 days.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up after a short break, we'll talk to an historian about how photographs changed the way we thought about slavery in the mid-19th century. I'm George Prentice. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.